Good afternoon, Darren Bergman. How are you?
All right, and you, Kath?
All right, thank you. How's it going?
Yeah, good, and yourselves?
All right, thank you. Darren, I want to ask you, we're speaking to all the political parties.
Yes, I heard you speaking to Darren Bergman and Bergman.
Yes, yeah, both isn't that of them. Nice? Both your personalities.
Wonder which one's going to be more interesting.
None of them.
Because neither of them have a cotton clue, apparently. Okay, so.
Well, actually, I must tell you, I was hoping that you'd explain vampire facials before you actually interviewed me, so that I could share it.
I'll tell you what. What? Before I get to the vampire facials, because the next thing, it might be a point at which the DA is electioneering.
Yes.
Darren, a lot of the campaign that I've seen for the DA has been about two things. One, don't waste your vote on a smaller party, voting for a smaller party.
Sure.
And the other one has been, don't vote for the ANC or the EFF because they're corrupt. I haven't seen anything where I'm being sold what the DA is going to do for me.
Okay, fair enough. Look, I mean, the interesting point there is that our motto and slogan on this election has always been about one South Africa for all. So what we've been driving is unity. We've been driving the fact that this election should not be about race. It should only be about jobs and the economy. Now, I don't know how that got drowned out into the two other factors that you brought up, but they're both important facts. Any vote not given to the DA, that's taken, when I say taken from the DA, is that an ex-DA voter going to vote for the EFF or the ANC, or new voters voting ANC or EFF, they're voting for a coalition of corruption, in our opinion, in the sense that if you look at VBS banking, the alleged allegations around that, and of course I do stress that those are allegations at the moment, but then in the ANC, we could be here all night about the allegations there. But that type of government is a coalition, is what we're warning voters against. When it comes to the smaller parties, my caveat has always been the fact that when you look at ex-voters of the DA leaving to go vote for a smaller party, that's, you know, the reasons given are usually reason enough to say that your vote will be wasted in a smaller party. And I'll use an example in the ACDP, which I have great respect for the Reverend, and I have great respect for people within the party. But if you actually take video archives of Parliament and you look at the amount of times that the ACDP has mentioned Israel at the podium in Parliament in the last 5 years, you might get at a push to about 10. If you take the overall foreign affairs performance in the last 5 years, you just have to go to the PMG transcripts. You would find that the DA has probably mentioned Israel far more than any other party in a more balanced and neutral term. And now I hear people in the Jewish community saying that they're going to be voting ACDP because of their stance on Israel. And I say to myself, you're voting for a party that's best going to deliver in South Africa. Yes, foreign policy must be important to you in a national vote, but foreign policy, if you're going to give it a percentage, should really only count 5%. And I can say the same for any other smaller party, the reasons why you're voting for them. And again, so you take, I'm not going to mention the party, but they've got purple cows all around posted. Well, sorry, they were posted on Twitter until someone mentioned the budget that they had left for putting up posters in that, and all of a sudden the purple cows seemed to, you know,
okay, but Darren,
instead of being the golden calf, okay, seemed to disappear.
Okay, but just hold on a second. You're telling us what's wrong with the other parties.
Let's say you have 30,000 people voting for that party. By the time those votes are all counted, those 30,000 votes could have translated into another seat for another party.
Darren,
so that's just our justification on what we're saying and why we're saying it.
No, I understand, but
there's a whole formula for it.
But that's all that I'm hearing. Like, how is the DA going to sort out the power crisis in South Africa? You know, with electricity.
Brilliant questions. We go around. There's five key factors that we have spoken about as the DA in our election manifesto. Besides the fact that our election manifesto is 72 pages long, which is, I think, the longest by about 60 pages, if our top five election promises start off with border control, In terms of not saying foreigners must not be welcome in South Africa, but saying that illegal people that are here illegally have to be either registered legally or have to then face deportation. We then say we want to improve the police force, and this is how we're going to go about professionalizing the police force, and we go into significant detail. We talk about service delivery, both in the municipalities and elsewhere. When it comes to power, we talk about the distribution of power, that there will be three, that ESCOM will be divided into three. There would be place for public-private partnerships or just private partnerships. We talk about the three spheres of ESCOM, the regeneration, the electrification, you know, there's the selling off or wholesale bulk supply of electricity. So we have got all these plans as an alternative government, but the best proof in what we say is actually in how we govern in the Western Cape or how we've governed in the municipalities that we run. Now in Joburg, of course, a lot of people are going to say, but hang on a second, in my suburb, we've still got a pothole here, we've got overgrown shrubbery or trees, or Louis Boots is looking terrible, robots aren't working. But you have to remember that the DA and its working coalition took over what could really only be described diplomatically as a sinking ship. And with that sinking ship, we've really been trying to plug holes, and we're now trying to get this heavy ship to float again. And I'd say that if you look at the real indicators, not the media and not your Facebook and Twitter, look at the indicators such as the financial indicators, Moody's ratings of our municipalities, you'll see that there's an investor confidence and a financial confidence in the way we're running our internal controls, in the way that we're rooting out corruption. And these in turn will translate into building, you know, having more capital to improve our infrastructure.
Darren, I've got your manifesto open in front of me. Everything makes sense, etc. We've lived through the lost 9 years. Despite everything that's happened, you still don't seem to be able to poll more than 20%. Why is your message not resonating with the electorate?
And another lovely question, Simon. Think of it this way, and I'm specifically for High FM. If the ANC have brilliantly played the DA as this party that would bring back apartheid, it also says that we're the party of the old National Party, which is both incorrect, of course, but that's how they've played their propaganda. Now I ask you personally, that if I came wearing a red shirt with a swastika on my red shirt, and I told you that I'm the new democratic Nazi party, that I'm here to relaunch this new party, and that we're there to, we're there to make Germany great again. 70 years down the line, and significantly on this day, could you ever bring yourself to vote for that Nazi party?
No, I couldn't, but that might be a very good reason why you should consider reversing yourself into COPE.
Well, listen, again, COPE, I'm a big fan of Monsieur Lokota. I would say...
Oh, no.
No, we could not have lost... Okay.
But the thing is... but...
Unfortunately,
what we need to do... We need to struggle through their propaganda, and we need people to trust us through seeing what we do in government. So in Cape Town, in the Western Cape, we're getting significantly higher numbers of black voters and colored voters because of what they see and not necessarily what they hear in propaganda. And that's the trust we need to build. It's a long journey. It's a process. But it does. It keeps us just over the 20% mark nationally. Hopefully in Gauteng it will give us government in coalition. If people go out and vote and they don't vote for the ANC, we're hoping to build a big coalition in Gauteng. And the numbers are looking very optimistic there.
Wow, Darren, if you can't do it against the backdrop of the last 9 years, hard to see how things are going to change. But I want to go to our SMS line because people are weighing in. They're using the opportunity to throw questions your way.
Please.
I'm just going to read out a couple of them. We'll stop at the questions. The first one, unsigned, is how many Israel rallies has the DA been to? Okay, we'll leave that one. The DA never stand up for the interests of the Jewish community. I believe we need to vote for people who will look after us. The DA's entire campaign is centered around telling people not to vote for other people. Their billboards telling people not to, this is what Kathy was saying, ANC or EFF. I stand by ACDP because they stand by me.
Don't mock. Do not mock.
Who's mocking?
You mocking. I'm looking at how you're doing that whole thing with your hand and shaking your head from side to side.
No, but,
not
Kathy.
Simon, I will not let you do this.
No. How's the DA helped Alex is another question.
Afterwards, please. I'm enjoying these questions and statements.
How's the DA helped Alex is another question. What about Cope and the IFF? Isn't it better than voting ANC or EFF? Sorry, I know I threw out a lot, but do you want to just pick up on some of those?
There's another one that's
coming. There's a brilliant one.
Darren,
I mean,
can I just tell you, this is from Unsigned. It says, the DA never stand up for the interests of the Jewish community. I believe we need to vote for people who look after us. The DA's entire campaign is centered on telling people not to vote for other people. Their billboards telling people not to vote ANC, EFF. Then their campaigns attacking all the coalition partners who stand by them, such as the ACDP. I stand by ACDP because they stand by me. And that is Unsigned on WhatsApp.
So, Kathy, I mean, those two was exactly what I was going to highlight. I stand by the ACDP because they stand by me. I am not in the business of taking voters away from the ACDP. We have a good working relationship, and they've been very important coalition partners to us. I'm not interested in taking voters away from them. I'm interested in preserving our voters from going to the ACDP. Now, in 2019, for Jewish people to not look at the constitution of another party and to vote because of their stance on Israel, I'm just saying that could be slightly uninformed. If you want to vote for a party that protects your Jewish identity, you should be watching who your leadership is at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, because they are the people tasked with protecting the Jewish identity. Political parties like the DA are tasked with ensuring that no minority group or no other group is persecuted, discriminated against, and protecting all minorities. And we do that. Michael Bagram, myself, Glynis Breitenbach, we've always made any voice against any anti-Semitic incident taken against the Jewish people. We've always been able to have that stance. We comfortably fit in the Democratic Alliance, which is a secular party, I might add. We have our Muslim brothers, we have our Christian brothers, and we have our Jewish brothers sitting comfortably in this house known as the DA, because it protects all minorities and all, you know, it's there for unity against any divisive acts. Now, we do stand up against it, but the media obviously find the voice of maybe the chief rabbi or the Jewish board sexier than that of what the DA says when it comes to such incidents. When it comes to Israel, that's a different thing. I believe we have a two-state solution that is balanced. I believe it's the exact same two-state solution that Israel has offered on many occasions to the Palestinians and vice versa. And it's the one that's probably been the closest to achieving peace in the Middle East. And our caveat is the fact that there has to be peace in the Middle East, that no one should be attacking each other, and there should be a body that is neutral enough and strong enough to ensure that peace prevails on both sides. That if you're going to have these two states living side by side, that the one doesn't attack the other one and destroys the other one. So I think it's significant to say that our balanced approach is the approach that would probably yield the most amount of peace. What I find disturbing is that the Israel argument tends to only come around election time. It's almost used as a wedge issue. Well, it is used as a wedge issue, unashamedly, by the ANC and the EFF. But it's actually something that quite comfortably fits into, you know, our Muslim members and our Jewish members within the party are comfortable with that stance, because it's a stance that many Israelis actually agree to and many Palestinians agree to. So if, you know, from our side, we've always defended that policy, and we've always spoken up about that policy. I do believe that if you want a party that does protect your interests, you need size. You need significant representation on all portfolio committees, and you need that party to stand up to the ANC.
Yeah. Darren Bergman from the DA, thank you very much. That is where we leave it this evening.
Oh, thank you, guys. And, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get through all of the questions, but we do have to go to another correspondent.
Well, now. I'm available at the next, any time you need.
Thank you very, very much.
All right. Shabbat have shalom. A good evening.
God bless. Just one more thing. I just want to say thank you very much, because the DA is the only political party that bought airtime on Chai FM, and they are serious about talking to the Jewish community. So they're prepared to put their money behind it. So I'm just saying.